And now, Kitty, I will enter the yard and take this investigation to the next level. According to our sources, I have exactly 20 minutes to conduct a thorough search and test. You're excused, Kitty. Thank you, goodbye, and go chase your tail. Yes, it was steak, no question about it. Or to bring it more in line with the investigation in progress, we had every reason to suppose that the mysterious aroma was coming from Pete's bowl of, well, steak-flavored yummy tummy. Yummy cat. I mean, he'd reveal the information about the steak-flavored yummy tummy before we'd even gotten a whiff of it, right? Hence, following the trail of simple logic, we had every reason to believe that the smells and aromas riding the evening breeze had come from Pete's cat food. Any dog trained in security work would have arrived at that conclusion. And since we had obtained a warrant to search the yard and to sample Pete's cat food, the next step in the investigation was for me to, well, do a quick yard entry and check this thing out. I rolled the muscles in my enormous shoulders and warmed up the huge jumpus muscles in my hind legs. You'd better move, Kitty. Once we launch this thing, we have no control over where it lands. The cat didn't move, which was just fine. I took a deep breath of air and went into a deep crouch situation and hit the bonsai launch button. Smoke, flames, and a loud roar filled the air, and I went flying over the fence. And darn the luck, landed right on top of Kitty Kitty. Oops, sorry, Pete. I tried to warn you. Get out of the way. He hissed and growled and moved his freight a few steps away. Oh, and I noticed that he was beaming dark glares in my direction. But at that point, I didn't care what he did because we had just done a clean penetration into Sally Mae's precious yard. Once on the ground, we went straight into infrared scanners and activated smell-o-radar. Information streamed into data control, and it brought a real surprise. See, before the launch, we had assumed that the waves of steakness had been coming from Kitty's bowl near the back porch.